If you or a loved one are suffering from extreme withdrawal, increased irritability, or explosive diarrhea due to the lack of survivor content in your life, welcome to the fucking show.
What's going on, everybody? The Reality Gurus Podcast. We're back. This is the episode six, is it?
Episode six.
Episode six recap of Survivor 46. This is the final 13, the mergatory of said Survivor 46. A lot of stuff that we've seen before, lots of the same twists, different faces, same places, different faces here.
Yes.
Boris here. Episode as a whole, what did you think, Dave?
I thought it was okay. It was a little boring, to be completely honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is derived from just like the complete like lack of deep strategy in this season.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's just kind of like, oh yeah, we're just gonna do this because that's like the most strategically obvious thing to do, and then half the people can't even get with that. So
well, yeah, it was just one person refusing to play, and then I mean the Mariah had the greatest case of Stockholm syndrome I've ever seen, to where at the beginning of the episode she was like, yeah, I'm like, could potentially still be receptive to working with them, like, it's, you know, they kept saying, we didn't write your name down, you know, and it's like, well, you're voting out one person and you have a 4-2 majority, like, unless, right, you're splitting, like, votes on fucking Jem and Mo,
yeah, like you would have next time.
Right. And then she like falls on her sword for them.
Yeah,
essentially.
I mean, like, she kind of like, and then blows it up at tribal, but like too little too late at that point.
Right. She waited until tribal to say that she was actually on the outside of the previous vote after saying it was unanimous against Jem and we're all like sticking together.
Right. Like, she should have been in a swing spot this entire episode.
Mm-hmm.
And she wasn't at all because she was staying loyal to them. And like, everyone just, I don't know why they ended up like deciding on her. I guess Q got the vibes that she was a little, you know, strategy minded, I guess. And
well, her favorite player is Aubrey.
That
can't be the case.
That's all he needed to know. And that it just like snowballed from there, I guess. But like, in reality, if she brings up to anybody on Nami or anybody, any of the purples, that, hey, I was on the outs and like everyone's looking for cracks. Like, Nami, it's pretty well documented that they have cracks, which is why they wanted to go after Siga in the first place, right? Because they wanted to break up the group that seemed cohesive. And if she like outs herself as, hey, I'm willing to work with other people because they voted my number one out last time at tribal, like almost unanimously, she would have never been on the chopping block, I don't think.
Yeah, I think, you know, they came in as a group with a pretty old school mentality of, yeah, the five of us, you know, we're gonna work together. And I think it made sense that they were, you know, they're doing a pretty good job of forming bonds outside of the five. But at the end of the day, everyone's takeaway seemed to be that they're tightest with each other than they're letting themselves get with anybody else. At that point, you're 5 out of 13 people.
Right.
And it's too small of a group for you to actually control the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's too big of a group for people to ignore you. So you just become a really easy target. I actually think it might have gone perfectly for everyone other than Mo, because they had three people vulnerable tonight. Charlie and Maria were also vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
And they basically were like, you know, the five of us are so tight, and everyone's like, well, we got to vote one of them out. Let's vote out Mo, because she seems like maybe one of the smarter, better players of the group. And all the while, she's the one that they would all pitch anyway. And exactly. So then basically the walls start falling in on her, and she knows it. She's talking about it the entire episode,
mm-hmm.
but she never does anything about it. She waits till tribal council to say She was on the outside. Player shot in the dark, not safe. And yeah, I feel like she had so much that she could have done. And for some reason, she was fiercely loyal to a bunch of people who were literally last episode, like one day their time, were just disloyal to her and just voted out her closest ally.
Right. And you're right, like about Green just totally like playing an old school game. And it doesn't make strategic sense to really do that anymore. Even we even got that confessional with Tim saying, like, why would I vote someone out from my own tribe? And I'm like, you're not on a tribe with them anymore. You just made the merge.
Right.
So like that mindset, like there's tons of reasons to vote out people in like in your former tribe, you know? Like I don't understand the logic there.
Yeah, Tim really confused me this episode too, because I mean he made this alliance last week, the what do they call them? The Journey Six.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Q Tiff, Hunter Tevin, Tim Maria. So Q and Hunter, they're, you know, that we're seeing different mixing and matchings of different pairings for people within this six.
Mm-hmm.
Other than Maria, we're seeing them all kind of talk to each other. And at some point, Q and Hunter have a specific conversation about how they're worried, or sorry, they're weary about Tim and Maria. And they're right to be, because we find out that Tim didn't even tell Maria about the alliance. Q goes right up to Maria and is like, yeah, so like he's kind of trying to, I think he does a good job of figuring out what's going on without incriminating himself. He doesn't really give away the alliance. So he's like, right, he's like, yeah, like Tim and Hunter and myself, you know, we kind of made an agreement that like, maybe we look out for each other a little bit, you know? And he was like, and so like, Tim was saying like, you're his number one, so like we're looking out for you, like kind of thing. And she's like, oh yeah, like yeah, sound you know. And that's kind of her response.
Yeah.
And Q walks away from it being like he didn't even fucking tell her. And then he goes to Tim, and Tim's like, yeah, I just didn't tell her because I wanted her to see for herself how she felt about these people. And I was like, that's, at a certain point, she just needs to know, because now all these people are going to be sketched out by you.
Right.
Like whether she likes them or not, she might love them now, but they're not going to trust her.
Right. Exactly. And if Tim really wanted this alliance to work, like, wouldn't he want her to have preconceived positive notions about these people?
Right. Yeah, exactly.
So I don't understand. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah. Tim, I think Tim feels like an early boot here. I think he could be going in one of these double travels.
And we had him, he was one of the few people we differed on where we ranked this week. I didn't have him super high or anything. I had him 8, and did you have him 11?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So, and he ended up 11th overall. And the reason why I had him a little high was because, like, I mean, we see Q's hesitancy to like really work with him, but I don't really know if that means they're going to act against him. I think it still might be in their best interest to kind of keep them around as long as they don't do anything like actively against the rest of the group there, which is why I didn't have him as low as I did.
Yeah. I mean, my logic for putting him lower, I said this to you before we hopped on here, but I feel like my biggest problem with Tim is that I care more about his game than he does, where he kind of is like, I didn't do this because, and he seems like he's making up an excuse to the camera in confessional as he's like saying it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you could just like say that your plan was to not do anything. And like, whether or not that's like a real, like a good plan or not is like, will remain to be seen. But yeah, I just feel like, I don't know, he could have been set up very well. First off, the fact that he didn't, like Marie even said, like, why wouldn't he say Ben for that alliance?
Yeah, yeah.
And it just, I don't know. It seems like he doesn't fully understand the situations that he's getting himself in.
Right. And I mean, it ended up like, okay, because it seemed like Maria was like, yeah, I mean, that sounds good to me. Like, basically.
Right. I just feel like they're off on a wrong foot, and like the delivery of that, like again, he doesn't realize Maria and Charlie's relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe this goes completely different if he hadn't told her, and then they vote out Ben instead of Jem. Like Charlie and Maria decide to vote out Ben instead of Jem, and then he kind of feels like he's on his own, and then he can at least say, well, hey, it was just unanimous other than myself voting out Ben. So I don't really have an extra person to bring in, but I'm still down to work with you guys. That might actually be a better situation. And then they can bring in like a Kenzie or someone like that.
I'm wondering if how this shakes up is like Maria goes to Q or Tiffany or Hunter or Tevin or a combination of them and says like, "Hey, this like
Let's replace
does
Tim with Charlie.
yeah, like this doesn't make a lot of sense. Like Tim didn't even tell me about this. I don't know why you wouldn't do that. Like you guys can't be like 100% sure of him since he did that, right? Like, but like I'm good to like work in this group and like I would like to work with you guys and my number one's Charlie." And just like kind of like pushed him out the door.
Yeah,
Like back door him out.
I do think like her getting rid of Tim is not like a bad move, but I do think that that might also make it seem like she is way too schemey, and it might be like, fucking, let's just not work with any of these green people.
Yeah. We'll just bring, actually, you know what, Venus, do you want a spot? That might be better.
Venus had a very interesting episode.
She, oh yeah, interesting is an understatement,
I
I
can connect the dots on how Mo went home, but I really felt like the edit kind of, I thought that at first it was like Venus is the decoy and then like see who else is coming up. But then by the end of it, I was just like, they just got sick of making Venus the decoy, and they were just like, fine,
Yeah.
okay, yeah, Venus is
Everyone.
going home. And then it was unanimous, or not
Yeah.
unanimous, because she played the shot in the dark.
Yeah.
But so somebody else was a vote
Somebody.
for Venus.
Yeah,
I heard
somebody.
it was Charlie, I think. I believe it's
Yeah,
Charlie.
it got to be one of the greens. Yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone hates her, and it's so funny.
I think she went on a Twitter rampage. I don't know
Oh,
if you saw that.
I did
And
see
yeah,
that.
I think that's where I saw that Charlie voted for, actually, because she was like pissed at Charlie specifically. But I actually agree with a lot of what Venus is talking about tonight, which is basically, well, first off, it's ridiculous that half of the group is safe. It's just fucking stupid. But then I agree with her that like why is it that if you, like, as the oranges and purples working together, if you're like, okay, we're moving against the greens, not because like we're a unit, but just because they are the most cohesive unit, so we want to knock one of them out,
Yeah.
why would you vote out the person that they most want out? You know
Right.
what I mean?
Yeah,
Like, and
yeah.
it's honestly the same as voting Venus out. Is like, why would you, if the oranges say, V like if Tevin says Venus is no good, Hunter's like Venus is no good, Soda is like I don't like Venus, can't you kind of connect the dots of like Venus is not a threat, all of these people would want her out, and they're probably have all been working together to get her out, like
Right.
why wouldn't we vote out one of these people? And it's the same thing as on Green, where they're like, yeah, they held out longer for like a name, but then if they're like, yeah, we could vote out Mariah, why would everyone be like, okay, let's vote out Mariah? Like if Charlie and Maria are both vulnerable from that group and they both want out Mo, kind of seems like the greens are fine with Mo going, right? Because if the greens weren't fine with Mo going, then they would say Charlie, right? Or they would say Maria.
Yeah.
So
I mean, I think if I
I
keep for
think
this,
that
go ahead, you can finish.
no I was just saying, I think the fact that the power group wanted to be with Maria, or like kind of wants to be with Maria based on the Tim stuff, then I agree with Venus that Charlie is the easiest person to vote out. He's like very well insulated in the green group. And yeah, I mean, I feel like he was the obvious choice.
Yeah, and I think for. You're, it can't be the targets for orange and green can't both be the person that that group wants out, right? Like,
right, what's that shit?
Like, if you're working with orange, it makes sense to make Venus the decoy, right? Because that's who they want out. But if you're working with green, it doesn't make sense to make Venus the actual vote out there. And vice versa. And exactly what you were saying. Like, you need to have the decoy on the tribe that you're working with be the person that that tribe actually wants out, regardless of whether, like, it's in your best interest or not, because you're working with them for this vote, right? So, like, then the actual boot, instead of Mariah, I agree, should have been someone like Charlie or Maria. But, like, if you're working with green, if it flips, like, then the decoy is Mariah, because that's who that group wants out and is fine with being a decoy vote there.
Yeah, I agree. This episode almost seemed like the Ultimate Fighter, where, well, I thought at first that they were doing, like, whenever orange is, like, say a name, like, to the green people. Mm-hmm. I thought it meant, like, you guys pick someone from our side that you want to target. We'll do the same. And then they'll just duke it out, right?
Right.
It's like a mafia thing. It's like, pick who you want to target from our side. We'll pick somebody from your side. And then those two just go one-on-one. So I thought they were like, hey, pick an orange person you want to get rid of. Mm-hmm. And then they would say, okay, we want to get rid of Venus, right? And then they say, okay, from the greens, we would want to get rid of Charlie. And then it's like Venus versus Charlie. But no, they were like, pick who from your own side you might be willing. Like, why would you
do that?
That's so stupid. I don't know.
That's what I mean. The strategy is, like, at an all-time low, right?
It's so shallow because the oranges are so short-sighted that they're just like, we want to get rid of Venus so bad.
Right.
Which I do think Venus is someone that you don't want to let hang around. But still, I mean, she's no threat to anyone with 13 people left in the game. As long as, especially the game that she was playing at that point, where her back was really against the wall. And there's only a couple people that she has to choose from. And, like, if you're on the orange side, you're lucky she's just not going for you. She's like, why don't we vote Charlie out?
Mm-hmm.
Why would she just say yes?
Right. Yeah, exactly. And, like, I stand by my opinion that she would make a great Big Brother player. I feel like she would fit in better in, like, that scenario than Survivor, just because of, like, how the games are different. But, yeah, I mean, she's, like, just so ostracized, I think, by Orange that it doesn't matter what she says, that they're just going to disagree with her.
Yeah, I don't know. I just really disagree with their approach. I feel like the purples were the only ones who had a decent night tonight.
Yeah, I mean, there's something to be said about being battle tested coming into the merge, you know, like understanding not only your tribe dynamics, but, like, how the strategy needs to work in leading up to tribal, that, like, they have way more experience than everybody. And I think it showed tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they were, this is a thing that I was talking about, like, last week, though, that they, being that small group to where you're not really a big target, and three is enough to swing the vote to either side tonight. So they were going to be safe, even though they were part of the winning side of the challenge. They were safe there, but no one's really looking at them, and this is perfect because they can make themselves really valuable to one side. And I think it's especially nice for them because next week with the double tribal, I think the same thing is going to happen again, where it's like everyone, I thought what was going to happen tonight is Venus was going to go home and there was going to be five greens in the game. And I thought we could get, both boots on the double could be a green and then it would be like kind of game on.
Mm-hmm.
But now
I would be shocked if Venus didn't go home next week.
Yeah, me too.
Shot.
So now it's, yeah, so my original prediction that I made last week was Soda, Mergatory, and then I said Venus and Mariah were the two doubles. I really was just like, I think these three will go home, because it's kind of like a more consensus-y kind of boot is like Mergatory and those two.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't say I, like, missed on Soda yet. I also don't think Soda's going to go home next week, though, so I think I will eventually miss on that.
Yeah,
but
she's kind of – the Heat's kind of cooled. She's not like on the hot seat as much anymore, I don't think.
I agree. So, I think, you know, Mo, I would say that's correct. I agree. I think Venus is, like, almost 1,000% going next week.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I could see is if it's another situation where she's, like, with the Purples and say their group of six is, like, the three Purples – her and two greens or something like that, you know, because I could also see a situation like that's her only good spot, because if she's with like two Purples or one Purple, then they're either tied or like her plus them is either tied or in the minority.
Right.
And I think the people want to work with the Purples more. And so like whether the majority is her own tribe or it's the greens, I think they're going to want her out.
Right. And even Purple, like Q doesn't like her. Q doesn't want to work with her.
He's had enough of her.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's my biggest problem with Q is I think he's a really good player and he's really instinctive, but he can't just be like, I'm done with her.
And he's been this way since we first met him, you know, the first episode, right? Like, and instinctive, I think, is a great way to describe him. I think he really does have great instincts for what to do. And, like, he reads people so well. Like, I think he is good at approaching conversations, too. Like, that conversation with Maria we talked about, he, like, navigated really well. And he can, like, glean information without having to give up much and, like, without them even having to say much. He's just really good at, like, reading a room, I guess. And, I mean, all three of the Purples we have like near the top of our rankings, right? Like we have Tiffany's our number one overall. She stayed up there because there's really no reason to bring her down. They're just in the power position right now. We have Q at four and Kenzie at two, and like Q is the one to like be a little bit worried about more just because of how like aggressive he can be in railroading. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we got like in the clip for next week, which I don't really put much stock into, is him saying that Kenzie and Tiffany being like, he doesn't run this, like, we don't have to listen to him, basically. But, like, I think that's taken out of context. I think it was just, you know, one of their moments where they were like, you know, like, this is fucking annoying.
Did they say Q specifically? And did they say his name in that sentence? Or was it just kind of stitched together and it made it seem like it was about Q?
I think they said Q.
I thought so, too, but I was trying to remember.
But I think they were just kind of, like, complaining. I don't think there was, like, merit to them, like, not going with him or anything. They were just being frustrated. But, they're in the power position. I think Q, like, he's the most volatile, but I think he, like, probably reads people better than, like, most of this group here.
I think so, too. Yeah, I think that this is why I feel like Q is the person that I've seen the ball on the most the entire time. And that's that he's going to be like I think he's going to be one of the next like five boots because he's really smart, really strong, very perceptive. And it's not a secret.
At all.
So right. When you're all those things and people realize it, kind of a matter of time unless you can win your way to the end or idle your way to the end or something like that.
Yeah.
So I think that especially given the fact that he does not have a specifically or particularly soft touch. I think it's a recipe for at some point people are going to, it's not going to be quite as bad as like, I don't know why it popped in my head, but like Carl Boudreau of like just like becomes the godfather and like everyone's like, all right, we're gonna knock this guy off his high horse. Like I don't think it's that bad, but it is kind of that idea of like, once I don't need this guy anymore, I'd rather not work with someone who is him.
He's a little more like, he doesn't try to control everybody. He's a little more like, I stand with my group and you gotta like make it into my group if you want to be in the know type of. Right. He's not like trying to run the entire like island or anything.
Yeah, like, I think his problem is he's just like, there's multiple roles within the alliance. I think he thinks he's both like leader and bouncer.
Yeah.
That makes sense. It's like you can't be the like enforcer guy but then also be the decision maker.
Yeah.
Like, because right. then people just feel like you're trying to domineer everything.
Yeah, I think it is far too obvious, though, that he is a good player. And as soon as they sort out, like, a couple more orange or a couple green where they don't need to rely on purple as the swing vote, I think he is going to be someone who's, yeah, looked at pretty quickly.
Yeah. Kenzie and Tiffany, too, we didn't touch on much. Both safe. First, the challenge. Mm-hmm. Tiffany, obviously, like, a big deal was made about the breakdown of the challenge.
Yeah.
It was pretty close in the end.
You knew it was going to be. They set it up like it was going to be a blowout, and then, you know, it never is. So.
Exactly. But yeah, so Tiffany and Kenzie both safe off of that, in addition to Q, like I was saying. I think they would have both been safe had they not won anyway. Or I guess Tiffany's the one in question, right? Because she was the one
who had to choose. Yeah. She would have been not even looked at, I can't imagine.
Yeah. I think it would have been, there's always a couple of those, like do you remember that Liz and Soda were both vulnerable tonight? I would not.
No.
I would not blame you if you didn't remember that, because yeah. No one ever mentioned any of that as a possibility.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, as far as the challenge goes, like, Hunter again fucking destroyed.
Oh my god, I had that note.
Like, he was like standing up on the puzzle, just saying, telling to, was it him and Q at the end there? And he was like, hand me that piece, hand me that piece, hand me yeah. that piece next, and was just putting it in order. Like, it was so, like, it was good strategy to have him as, like, the closer there.
That was, I actually think, ego check on Hunter here. He should have did the second leg. There was by far more pieces in the second portion
there than were.
The beginning or end.
I think Jeff kind of, like, structured it as, these go in order of difficulty. Like, that was my understanding of
yeah.
the nation of it, so that's why they put him last, but it didn't seem like that.
I think he did say that, but it's like, if you're looking for, I feel like even if the pieces are shaped weird or anything like that, it's just harder to find one piece in 30 than it is to find one piece in 18.
Yeah, I think it was something. It was the top, I think, was technically harder because some of the pieces were like, didn't span the whole opening, and it was like you had to kind of build it.
Yeah, it was harder, like, per capita.
Yeah, exactly, per capita. There you go. I was trying to find a good way to explain it.
But yeah, I did just want to talk, like, Tiffany, Kenzie, we have them 1 and 2. Kenzie tied for second with Hunter. But I feel like the forecast that we gave for them last week, based on what we saw early here, I think is 100% accurate. Like, mm-hmm. I think that these two are the big threats to win the game at this point, because they're the only ones with a combination of allies and also no one targeting them. Like, mm-hmm. and I mean, I guess, like, Hunter, you know, he's not getting targeted, but, like, people know. Like, it's been discussed, like, how much of a natural he kind of is at the game.
Right.
So, like, there's that. I mean, Venus was the one doing it, but, like, Tevin's name's been thrown around a little bit. I think all the greens are kind of, like, fucked at this point. Not like they're all going to go home next, but mm-hmm. I don't feel great about any of their winner upside.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I feel like Tiffany Kenzie is kind of staring us in the face.
Yeah, I agree. And that makes me nervous for them, because that's not how these new era seasons have gone, really. And Hunter, yeah, I mean, like you said, tied for second with Kenzie. At this point, he's so ingrained in, everyone recognizes him as a threat, but he's so ingrained in the strategy of what's going to happen that, like, they can't really vote him out yet, because he's, like, so insulated, I would say.
Yeah, he really is a bridge piece between this whole Journey 6 deal.
Yeah. Like, he's certainly not, like, on the outs of that alliance. He's, like, in the core of it, I would say.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with that. And that's another thing, interesting thing about Kenzie, is that she's not in it.
Yeah.
And I think this is kind of similar to, like, Ricard in 41,
mm-hmm.
where there was the whole, it was, who was it? Deshaun, Danny, Shane and Liana, and he was just kind of like, that was a group of four, and he was just kind of like buddies with them.
Mm-hmm.
And then all those people kind of went, and he didn't really have the like surefire association to them.
Mm-hmm.
That like when it was just him and Deshaun left, I mean, he did get voted out, but it's not because he was associated with that group. It was just because he was playing a good game at that point. So I could see a similar thing happening to Kenzie, where like this whole big group is going to like maybe start infighting and stuff. And they know that she's not in the group. Mm-hmm. And so she's not like a target of any of them. Right.
Right. And yeah, it might benefit her because she's going to have the protection of that group without being in it, you know, like
mm-hmm.
Q is probably not going to stand for voting for her, I wouldn't imagine. And like, he is so ingrained in that his word carries like a lot, I would think. Mm-hmm. And they're all going to be targets eventually. Like, it's not going to be a secret alliance of six forever. So it will probably keep her off the chopping block as well.
Yeah, I agree 100%. Let's talk about some other people we haven't talked about yet. So I'll just run down the rankings quick. Mm-hmm. Tiffany was one. Hunter, we talked about a little bit. Him and Kenzie are both tied for second. Q is fourth. Tevin at five. How do you feel about Tevin right now?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about him. Because it seems like his position this week, maybe not his position, but the perception of his spot in the group is different than it was when it was just the tribe phase. Like, when they were just orange, right, he was the focus of everything. Like, the tribe, like, ran through him and around him, and he was involved and had his fingers in everything. And now, he seems just like an ally of that six, you know? Like, mm-hmm. It doesn't really seem like he's driving any of that, or like any of the information is flowing through him. Like, he's kind of getting told that information. So I was like shocked to see his edit this week, really, because that's not what we've seen from him ever before.
Yeah, I think that he is going to start falling victim to a thing we've seen usually one or two people per season. This happens to where everything that is good for his game is happening without his input.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to start to look like he's just coasting.
Mm-hmm.
When in reality, it's things are happening for him that he is not really having to work for.
Right. Yeah. It makes him kind of seem like he's not doing anything, but I mean, the argument for that is, well, I don't need to do anything. Why would I put myself in harm's way? These are all the best things that could happen to me. And that's not his fault.
Yeah. Yeah, I am starting to think that he is going to be, like, around at the end, but not with much of a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, like, it just feels like he had an amazing initial setup. And then it's all just, like, slowly, like, there's no reinforcements being made to the castle. It was just...
Right.
It was all built up at the beginning, and it's like, look, it stand the test of time, and now we're going to see if it stands the test of time. And Father Time, it comes for everybody.
It does.
Tom Brady.
It does. And the well, he might not get voted out. He might be the 0-0 final.
Yeah, that's right.
get ahead.
Yeah. I still like him a lot as a character. I just wish – well, okay, so you were saying, like, about his edit.
Mm-hmm.
How many confessionals do you think he had tonight? Just random guess.
Two.
He had five.
Really?
Didn't it seem like he wasn't really doing anything?
Yeah, I don't. What were they about?
I don't remember.
I know.
Me also, neither, obviously. I have to say this quick on my confessional counter.
Mm-hmm.
I gave credit to the right person, but I completely said their name wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I said just tragic. It's just strategic.
Ah, that makes sense.
Different.
just tragic.
Yeah, just tragic. Imagine you're like, I think that's way too close to be me, but there it wasn't me, I guess.
Goes to at just tragic.
Yeah.
Some other random guy.
Who's stealing his graphics and gets credit for it.
Oh yeah, it's the same tweets.
But yeah, Tevin, I don't feel, I feel like he's been trending slightly downward. Charlie Maria, 6-7.
Yes.
I feel like we could talk about them together always.
Yeah.
One thing about Maria, Maria is our line for this year.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone above Maria can win the game. Everyone below her cannot. Mm-hmm. And Maria is the one that we try to figure out if she can or not.
Yeah.
I personally think that I'm like sticking to my guns on this, is that I think Charlie is the runner up. He has still most confessionals of a non-purple, mm-hmm. even with like the fact that so many people are having, like, Hunter has 18 in the last two episodes, mm-hmm. and he's still not more than Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I Maria is like way towards the bottom. 2.17 confessionals per episode.
Yeah.
She is, how many people left? 12. She's the 10th mm-hmm. most of people in the game right now.
Yeah, that is crazy.
And she has the, oh man, 11th most of everyone in the cast.
That's nice.
Three voted out people that have more than her.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a fun one. If Maria has 13 confessionals, how many confessionals do you think Mariah had this season?
Hmm.
What do you think the difference between Mariah and Maria's confessionals were?
I want to say Mariah had slightly more.
Mariah had 21. She had 9 this week. That's probably what.
Well, I guess, yeah, her boot week, she's going to have more.
But still, Mariah, if you subtract this past week, so she had 21, right? Mm-hmm. So before this week, she had 12.
Mm-hmm.
Maria has 13 right now. She mm-hmm. had 2 this week. So the week before this, she had 11. Mm-hmm. So even before that big spike,
there
Mariah
you go,
had more than Maria.
Slightly
and
more.
Maria's had more agency. She's been like in the alliances. Feels like she's been in interesting swing positions, and just none of it is told through her point of view.
Yeah.
I think she has like zero chance to win of it. She is the biggest disparity between who the fans think has a chance to win and who actually has a chance to win.
Yeah, exactly. And like, they can make anyone interesting, right? And so that's not the, it's not just like she doesn't have anything interesting to say. Like there's some other reason why she's not being shown.
Yeah,
and I don't know if she comes on a little later or something. I don't know. She would have to have like a significant change in edit, I would think.
Well, there's probably people screaming like every female winner is under edited, which fine, I agree with. But there's also three women ahead of, like, with way more confessionals than her.
Right.
Like Venus has 21, Tiffany has 35, Kenzie has 36.
Right.
Maria has 13.
It's not like all women are under-edited, you know? So, like, I mean, with Kenzie has a shot to win the game, she's probably one of the front runners, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't know.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with that. I feel like everything I see online is like, you know, these four people have a chance to win, and it's always Hunter, Tiffany, Kenzie, and then like Maria is like the next one. And I'm like, what the fuck are you guys talking about? After Maria was Liz. We didn't talk too much about Liz.
What's there?
Liz is an even funnier. Yeah, right. Liz is an even funnier person to confessional stats with. She has the least of everyone in the game. Where do you think? Okay, season of 18 players.
Mm-hmm.
Out of everyone, where do you think she ranks on confessionals?
Season of 18 players, I think she ranks 16th.
She is 16th. She has one more than Jess. That's crazy. More than Jalinski.
She sucks. I say this every week. She sucks.
She's so nothing.
She's such a cast dud.
I want her to make it to the finale and see if she could still stay in the lower half for confessionals. I think she can't.
Does she say anything ever?
Apparently she must, not. She said she nothing this week.
I don't know. I feel like we've gotten scenes before where they just say she's not really participating in anything that they're talking about or doing. So maybe she just doesn't say anything. Like, it's not like that they're choosing to under-edit her. She just doesn't talk.
She's just a quiet one.
And every time they put her on anything, it's her talking about how much money she has.
Right. Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Funny little, I mean, of course I said who's below her already, but funny thing, Randon has more confessionals than she does.
I like Randon.
Never went to tribal council and was medevaced. And only like four Randon confessionals in his boot episode.
I wish he was more of a villain. He's like, he has such a villain name.
He needed to lean in. Yeah. He kind of, I feel like he looked like a villain too.
Yeah.
I feel he like was if so he villain. Had like, kind of like frosted, if he had like a frosted buzz cut, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Well, if he had like, didn't Ricard have like frosted hair?
Yes.
Yeah. Like Ricard's hair. And yeah, Randon Montalvo is his last name. That's such a villain.
That's so evil. It's such an evil name.
So you were saying when we drafted him, he's like a James Bond villain. That's a James Bond. He has a high black turtleneck and a white cat.
He does.
So I
sitting across his lap.
Yeah. More of a Austin Powers villain.
Yeah. Sorry, I had to change my AirPods there. So delayed. Laugh there.
That's all right. I was like waiting for the. You need to laugh at all my jokes. They must be
not fucking funny. Okay, I get it, man.
Not funny.
All right. After Liz was Ben, I feel like you and I need to come together, and just as a two, we need to put Ben ahead of Liz next week.
Okay.
So I think we both put him below her.
We did. Let me look at my. Deserve that.
I put him one below Liz. It's just she's not getting voted out. And he might get voted out.
Yeah, she's just so nothing. And Ben is a better player. He's just been targeted.
Yeah, he's been targeted.
He has
last
been
name targeted.
Yeah, so I agree. We can definitely. I'm going to do it. I'm going to hold you to it.
I will too.
All right.
I think I literally almost put him ahead of her.
And I do.
I was like,
week.
Well, I don't know. The Greens are kind of getting looked at, and he's, you know, a good thought. Target to get voted out, and Liz just would never get voted out.
That was my thought, too. I had the same exact thought. I almost had them switch, and I said, nope, Liz needs to, she's not going to get voted out, and she needs to go ahead.
I think Liz might be the zero vote finalist.
That was sad. I had to see her on the screen for that long.
I know. She does just like her face just like pops up as they're like panning her on camp during someone's voiceover.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it'll just be like a lot of people think, and they'll just like show like two or three people. Liz is always one of them.
Yeah, yeah.
She'd
be good for like big head mode of Survivor. Like,
all the
people running around with little bodies and the big heads. And it's like Liz is always there. You can see her from a mile away.
Survivor caricatures.
Yeah, yeah.
Another one at 10th, Soda. I feel like Soda, we're just not like what is there to do for Soda? She has only 13 confessionals too. She's the same as Maria. So everything I said about Maria could be said about Soda. And I feel like Soda's pretty good.
I don't know where her game goes from here. Because like she's not in the majority alliance.
She seems like she has no real ally. It's kind of like Ben. They make sense to be right next to each other.
Yeah. She doesn't have agency, but she's not being targeted either. She's just kind of in like, she's like a floater, if mm-hmm. to use a Big Brother term, but just in Survivor, floaters don't get targeted like they do in Big Brother. So she's probably just going to be around.
They only get targeted if they're told to grab a life vest, though.
Yeah. That's true. I feel like
the Venus just started stomping around, yo, man. Soda better grab a life vest. Venus and Rachel Riley have some real similar qualities.
That's what I'm saying. They need to have her own Big Brother. I think she'd do really well.
She would be good in that. I still think that she would like she would get. By good player, do you mean she'd be a good character? Like, she'd be good on the show? Or you think she'd be a good player?
She'd be good on the show.
Okay, because I was going to say, I still think she's, like, the second or third member of the jury at the very best.
No, no, I think she would be good on the show because of like how it's very like Big Brother's very like clicky, more like social like awareness type of strategy, and like just to see her like, I don't know, it's also like 24, you get 24/7 coverage of her just like being such a bitch.
That's a good point. Yeah, I do like, think that Soda, or not Soda, that Venus, I was gonna say when you were talking about her on Big Brother earlier, mm-hmm. I was like, I think she might be more calm on Big Brother because here it's like she's in the bottom, so like her back is always against the wall. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, actually, kind of the equivalent of that is being on the block, which is a more heightened version of that. So she'd actually be even more deranged, probably.
Oh, yeah. She would be crazy on the block. She'd be like scheme. I feel like she'd be so good, just like scheming and telling everybody, like, I'm coming for whoever put me on the block. Like, I can see her like pointing at the camera in the confessional and whoever, I'm coming for you next week or whatever, whatever they say before they cut to commercial, you know?
Yeah. Here's the thing I want to track with Venus. Well, first I have two fun facts for Venus. First one is she is, I mean, Jess was worse. Bonnie was worse. But of the people with, it seems like, some staying power, mm-hmm. she is the worst in the rankings. Oh, yeah. She got drafted 16th. Then she was
good value.
First rankings, 15th out of 17, 14th out of 16, 14 out of 15, 14 out of 14, 13 out of 13, 12 out of 12. It's so bad.
Yeah, she deserves it. She sucks.
Especially considering the people that she's ahead of. Like, in the draft, she's ahead of Banu and Jess. First ranking, she's ahead of Banu and Jess.
Yep.
Next ranking, she's ahead of Banu. Oh, man. She's ahead of... Oh, Banu. And then she was actually tied with Liz at the bottom. Mm-hmm. And then... So tied for second to last, actually.
Yep, and then she was last.
No, sorry, she was one ahead of Bonnie the week after that because he fucking stuck around, and then she was last. So yeah,
yeah, that's good. I got her good value though.
Yeah, she is like very entertaining, and that's kind of my other nugget about her. Is I think the biggest battle I want to track this season is will Venus get more confessionals than Banu? Because Banu, 35 for someone who went fourth is ridiculous.
That is crazy. I don't know. I feel like she goes soon, to be honest.
That's what the battle is. She's at 21. Mm-hmm. So she needs 14 more. She had 7 this week. Mm-hmm. So you figure if she can survive next week, I think she can do it. Because she's got to be like a 11 confessional boot episode kind of person.
I will say, she was electric at Tribal.
No, she's awesome. Yeah. She is like this is a pretty boring season. Mm-hmm. I think she's my favorite player to watch.
Yeah. Like
not to like watch and cheer along, just like watch.
Yeah. Yeah. Like her facial expressions were awesome. Her like snide comments and like, I'm like, she's being way too like direct with what she's saying right now. And she thinks she's making great metaphors that people can like draw multiple conclusions from, but it's so obvious what she's saying, but she's being so mean about it. It was just great. I love
it. I do have like the whole discussion between her and Mo. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I could connect the dots on how that happened, that Mo was like essentially unanimous boot tonight. Right. But what do you think actually I think that like what happened for all the Greens to vote out Mo?
Right. I don't know. I was surprised it was almost unanimous. Like that shocked me. I thought it was going to be close to 50-50.
I think the Greens are just, I'm ready to say it, they're just fucking mid, all of them.
Yeah, I mean I agree. Like I don't know what the motivation would be to vote her there, because none
they
of them
should
are,
all or go ahead sorry
I was just gonna say none of them are like in with, like it's obvious that the tribes haven't broken down yet, so like it's not like they had motivation with a different alliance to vote their own previous tribe member out. Like I was not understanding that.
Yeah, they should all play Big Brother because it's like literally the you don't have the numbers by like one or two to do what you want, so you just vote with the other side and make it a landslide. It's like, yep, fucking got rid of that. It's like the Tim Robinson sketch with the hot dog, mm-hmm. where everyone's like, we're so against the guy who drove the hot dog car into the shop. Yeah. And the guy with the hot dog costume was on, like, yeah, fucking good riddance. We got to fucking get rid of this guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, that's you. They're like, they're like, everybody's like, yeah, we got to get rid of Mariah because she's smart and all the Greens have too much power. All the Greens are like, yep,
we have to
get rid of her. We've had enough. Get rid of her. And they're like, wait, that's just one of you guys, though.
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, I'm wrong. Get rid of her. We don't want her anymore.
I don't understand that either. And like, yeah, they made a point to her about saying, you know, like, just because we voted Jem out last week doesn't mean we're against you. We're still united. And then the entire episode or real time day, you know, Mariah didn't do anything to like warrant them turning on her. Like, she stuck to her guns and said, no, we're strong as a tribe. And then they turned around and voted around anyway. So I don't understand.
Yeah, that was another thing. And Tim is the one. Tim was 11th in the rankings. He's the one that we kind of skipped over him to talk about Venus. But he is just so questionable in this entire episode because what him and Ben is the other green, right? Yeah, that are safe. So the whole time the Greens won't say any of their own people. And then I feel like Tim, it's kind of like a relief of being – like from Ben's perspective of like, okay, finally Ben said Mariah's name.
Yeah.
But also like you've done everything that you could, like you've probably sabotaged your own game to an extent in order to keep this whole like Greens or unanimous, like blah, 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 like thing going on. And then you're sitting there if you're Ben and Tim just says like, yeah, we're voting Mariah out, or like we can vote Mariah out if you want to. And then, so there's no blowback from Ben on Tim that we see on camera. And then the funny thing, like you're saying with Mariah, like she didn't change anything the whole time. And then randomly, I mean, kind of Q putting a target on her, but also seemed a bit random that she just happens to be the target. And the one thing that changed in between there was Tim coming up to you and being like, your name is out there. I know it's scary hearing your name, but like, first of all, no, you don't, because your name hasn't been said like truly in a tribal council setting yet,
mm-hmm.
Or a tribal council day scramble yet.
Yeah.
And also, he's the reason why it's out there.
Yeah, exactly. he is questionable. That is a good way to describe him.
He's just not good. I thought he was being. It was a disservice to him. I think he's a better character than they're letting him be.
Mm-hmm.
Like with his edit size.
Yeah.
But he is also, I thought at first it was going to be like I was thinking like Jason Linden, kind of like, oh, this guy's clearly very smart, but socially something's not quite clicking. And then it's like, I mean, with Jason, it was as soon as things did start to go right, he went home on a crazy tribal council.
Yeah.
And Tim, I feel like, it's as we're seeing more of him, it's the opposite. Instead of being like, as we see more, it's really clicking. It's like, as we see more, it's like, Jesus Christ, like, go back to not being really part of the edit.
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely been an uptick in Tim, in the Tim Spicer edit, but do we want that? Is that something we enjoy?
Sir Spice. Yeah.
Tim Spice. He's the Spice Girl. The long lost Spice Girl. Tim Spice.
Timmy Spice. But yeah, so that's, I feel like we talked about everybody there. Other things, well, wait, let me see, anything interesting for the confessionals? Not really, we kind of talked about everything. Jem being in the middle is crazy for confessionals too. Jem has one more confessional than Tevin.
That's crazy. That's a crazy thing to say.
That's another reason why I feel like Tevin is slipping.
But I feel like Jem just kind of went nuts in those. She got so much airtime.
15 in two episodes.
With, like, the whole idol thing that doesn't surprise me as much the more I think about it.
Yeah. But yeah, nothing else there. I just love having the confessional stats, honestly.
It is so nice.
I just want to keep reading them. Okay, I'll read rankings one more time. Tiffany's number one, Hunter and Kenzie tied for second. Q is fourth, Tevin fifth, Charlie six, Maria seven, Liz eight, Ben is ninth, Soda 10th, Tim 11th, Venus is 12th. Other things, Fantasy Survivor. I just realized that I've made a mistake that I forgot to add in voting correctly this week.
Mm.
But that should be a +5 for everybody except for Charlie.
I'm going to have to bring your integrity into question of solely running the Fantasy Survivor spreadsheet.
but without that, I'm up 1082 to 771.
That's rough.
It's a little bit of a runaway right now.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to get any closer anytime soon.
No. Mariah, you've been like, I got stuck in this, I think like last season or the one before that, where it's like, you always have one less person.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's like, okay, I need one to go my way so we have even amount, like back to even. And then you lose one again. And it just keeps happening.
Yeah.
I think when that happened, we got back to 3-3 finally for the finale, but I was just down by so much.
Yeah. I'm kind of like, as far as like dungeons go, I kind of like losing people early. It's kind of nice.
Yeah. I mean, you're about to give one and then mm-hmm. you will have five more maximum to give, and that's right. If none of Soda, Tim, Liz, Hunter, Venus make that, that's a rough group.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Rough group.
Yeah.
Oh, probably man. Giving them. That's yeah. You're gonna have to give the dude. What if I? So the finale is what, five usually.
Mm-hmm.
I think my best case scenario could be like four.
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three. So I would only have to give three more.
Yeah, I'll just keep picking my own people.
Yeah, you got choices here.
I do.
There's one obvious one.
And I'm going with that.
Yeah, wait, we didn't do the sound effect yet.
Okay. Chung chung.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, now you can officially make your pick.
Okay, I'm done shooting Venus.
Yep, I'm already typing it.
Yeah. I mean, that's as obvious as a dungeon as Bonu was. If she survives next week, like I said before, I'd be surprised. She has no shot to win the game. Like, even if she makes it to the end, like, the jury would be so scorned that they would not vote for her to win.
No, I definitely agree. I think she is 100% done person.
I don't even know if I could pick two people right now who she could win over.
Liz?
Liz was my only pick. Actually, I don't know if
and
I can find
this. Yeah, two. It's going to be tough.
I don't have one, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, who do you think if Venus definitely goes next week, who do you think could be the other person potentially?
Venus and I think it could be Ben.
Dude, this is the spot. Like, I kind of like Tim.
Could be Tim. And that would wipe out both of my dungeons.
Yeah, that would be nice for you.
That would be nice.
And then you have two more to give.
I would have two more to give. That's okay. The less people I have, the less dungeons I have to give.
Yeah. Yeah, just revisiting my thing, I had Mariah as one of them and then Venus as the other. And then my other people coming up shortly after that were like Q, Tim, Maria. I think it's a little early for that crew.
Yeah, I think so too.
But I do think Tim could be one. I like Ben as an option.
Yeah.
I just feel like Ben is, he's kind of slipping in confessional count, actually. Yeah, I could see Ben.
He could just be like a get screwed on a tribe of all orange kind of.
Well, I definitely think it's a green because they, unless they all go to one side together, because they're going to be groups of six.
Right.
And there's four of them now. So if it's 3-1, the three will probably be able to grab one person and stay safe, but the one will definitely go home.
Yeah, right.
And if it's 2-2, I could see a green going home on both of them.
Yeah, for sure.
But still, like, probably Venus.
Right.
That's what I think I might. I mean, obviously, the draw is completely random. But I kind of like the idea of three greens are together. And at that same group, there's some combination of purples and oranges. But Venus is also there. And Venus goes home on that one. That's mm-hmm. the boring one. And then, what am I saying here?
I don't think it would be boring if she went home.
Well, straightforward, maybe.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I think one green by themselves goes home.
We'll see. It could be Ben.
Is there a world where Venus does not go home next week? What if she wins the challenge?
That could be. She wins individual immunity. I don't know.
It's a like body weight challenge. She seems very. She's maybe like the leader in the clubhouse or something.
Pick
like
five that. People that she would be with that wouldn't vote her out.
Let's do it.
It's got to be. It's probably going to be women.
I would. I think it's the purples. I think if she ends up with purples, she's fine.
I don't know. Fine. But I don't think if she ends up with purples, that
not would, Q.
Yeah, if she ends up with purples, that would not be the straightforward one, I don't think. Yeah, it'd be like Kenzie, Tiffany, Tim. Because then you need to pick someone who they would want to vote out.
That's what I think is you need two greens.
Yeah.
And then herself and three other people to where the three other people deem the greens more of a threat than her.
It would be like Kenzie, Tiffany, Liz, Venus, Tim, and Maria or something.
Yeah.
Some combination of like, yeah, Tim and one other. Tim and Charlie, maybe. He doesn't really talk to Charlie.
Yeah. I also think Soda could fit in with Liz. They were like arguing during the when people were the Soda and Venus I'm talking about, not Soda and Liz.
Yeah.
They were like arguing while people were getting their stuff together for the merge.
Mm-hmm.
But then I feel like it kind of drives home this thing of like that we've seen that they kind of have an off screen almost beef where it's just mm-hmm. they don't really like each other.
Yeah.
But then when very critical decisions are being made about the vote, like they're sitting next to each other, kind of bouncing off each other relatively well.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they need to figure it out and be frenemies.
Yeah, them that just might be like they don't like each other, but they see the value in working with each other for the game type of thing.
Yeah.
And like their beef isn't really interesting for TV or something. I don't know.
That's what I think it could be like if you get like a 2-2-2, Venus could be good, where if it's like Venus and Soda,
mm-hmm.
Kenzie Tiff, and then two greens, and Soda like wants Venus out. But the purples are kind of like, well, we got to get rid of the greens.
Yeah, kind of railroad the conversation.
Yeah, and be like, we can get Venus out whenever. That's Venus is getting into that territory.
We can get her out whenever. Yeah.
It's the opposite of the we might never have a chance at this person.
Yeah, yeah, we can vote her out literally any week where it gets too crazy. We just say, you know what, we'll just take the easy way out.
She's getting into Karishma territory.
Karishma. Lyrsa.
Hey, Lyrsa was a treasure. All right. Do we have anything else here?
No.
I don't think so either. So we'll say thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you all next time.